Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. It was a week ago Saturday that a lot of you gathered at Vantage Point to sample snacks from around the state of Michigan. It was billed as the nation's largest snack food competition, and it was to determine the best snack in Michigan, my new favorite snack competition. And at stake for the grand prize was $30,000 and a distribution deal throughout the state of Michigan with All-Star Vending. And the winner was Dave's Sweet Tooth. We have online with us right now the owner of Dave's Sweet Tooth, Andrew Chmielewski. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Take us back to the competition a couple of weeks ago. What was it like there?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a beautiful day. It was a great competition, a lot of great snack companies, some people I knew, some friends of mine from the industry, and, you know, some that I didn't. So we got a chance to sample a ton of great snacks, and it was overall just an amazing day. You know, the folks at All Star Services, the Community Center, the Chamber of Commerce put on a fantastic event, and, you know, we were really proud to take home the grand prize.
I bet you were. That's a big deal. How much of a game changer is this for your company?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I don't think I could put it into words. I mean, I'm still kind of in shock that, you know, we walked away with it, you know, with such stiff competition. I mean, it was a huge surprise, and I mean, it's definitely gonna make a huge difference for our business.
So, tell us about your business, Dave's Sweet Tooth. Where does the name come from? Where did the concept come from? How'd you get started in all this?
Yeah, so everybody always asks, you know, if you're Andrew, well, then who's Dave? Well, Dave was my father. He was a Detroit firefighter for about 33 years. And if you know anything about firefighters, if you have any in the family, they love to cook. And my dad was no exception. He was huge into baking, so cookies, breads, pies, all that kind of stuff. And years ago, he started making this toffee and giving it to friends and family around the holidays. He'd package it in mason jars. So that's where the whole mason jar motif for our logo comes from. And, you know, I decided to start a business with it. So it was a while back. I told my parents, I was like, hey, I think we've got something here, and I'm going to run with it. So that's kind of the brief history.
That's fantastic. So is it just the toffee? What else do you make?
So we actually just make toffee. So the entry for for the competition was our original milk chocolate toffee. But we actually make a variety of different toffees. So we make everything from dark chocolate to s'mores to maple bourbon pecan. We have a pumpkin spice and a caramel apple toffee right now for the fall. And in a couple months here, we'll have our holiday toffee, a dark chocolate peppermint and a gingerbread toffee. So pretty much anything with toffee, we make it.
You know, a lot of people already knew of your product. They've gotten their hands on it. They've sampled it before. A lot of people tried it for the first time in the competition. What has your distribution network been like up to this point?
So it's been growing pretty rapidly over the last couple of years. You know, a lot of people are snacking more than ever, you know, with the pandemic and being home. So, you know, we've had pretty good growth, but we ship all over the country via our website, davesweettooth.com. We're on QVC quite often. We just won an award there for best confection for the second year in a row, viewer's choice. So we're real proud of that too. But you can find it in small shops, locally, grocery stores, a variety of different places. So it's growing pretty rapidly.
What are some of the big challenges for an up and coming company like yours, just getting started? When you say, hey, you know, Dad, we've got this great recipe. This is the family recipe. We think that this is something good enough to take out to the public. What are some of the big challenges, the hurdles that you had to climb to get to where you are now?
Well, it's a new one all the time. They always say, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And I think in the food industry, you've come to find out that you don't know a lot. You know, you can have a great product and a great recipe, but, you know, creating packaging, building a team to help you, you know, kind of scale, finding a place to make it, distribution, sales, marketing, all of that kind of plays into it. So I've learned quite a bit over the years here of some of the stuff that I didn't know. And I still think there's a lot that I don't know. I'm still learning every day. So I think, just being open to kind of learning and figuring it out as you go along was kind of key for us. But there's always a new hurdle. It's always something, you know.
There seems to be a real, and I know it's just increased during the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic, but this real sense of an entrepreneurial spirit here in Michigan. Do you sense that as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I was saying earlier, there's so many great food products and, there's so many people making cool things. We really have like a hotbed of entrepreneurship, especially in the food industry. And it's really just an exciting space to be in.
What is on the horizon for Dave's Sweet Tooth? What's next?
Well, we've got some small 2-ounce bags that we're coming out with. We're starting to get into food service, so you might see us on the menu of your favorite restaurant establishment here pretty soon. We're selling our toffee in bulk to different food service establishments. So, it's always something new. We've got some new flavors that we're working on. It's pretty exciting stuff.
And where can we connect with you online?
We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and, on our website. You can shoot us an email on our website. Happy to answer any questions that you might have and talk to you on any of our social media platforms.
Well, Andrew, again, congratulations on your victory in the My New Favorite Snack Competition, and we'll continue to look for more news on Dave's Sweet Tooth. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.